was frightful.
News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Since we've no place to go.
That was my dad's favorite singer, Bing Crosby.
Let it snow.
It's not. Is that Frank Sinatra? Who is that? Perry Como.
That's Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. My dad's other favorite singer. Dean Martin had a variety show when I was a kid that I loved. Does anyone remember the Gold Diggers? They were his backup singers. That's all I remember about the show, really. That, and he smoked and had a drink in his hand the entire time. Dean Martin, Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, which it is certainly doing in most of the country. So if you're out in the world, please be careful. If you're listening to us on your car radio and you're driving, please, please, please be careful. If you're safe inside, please, please, please stay home and stay safe. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards, who is home reading his Christmas cards aloud to anyone who will listen. And so he can't be here tonight. He'll be back in January. We have an interesting story here for you now. There's a company called ByteDance. And you may not be familiar with ByteDance, but I bet you or someone that you know uses their product. And that is TikTok. And they say that one employee quit and three others were fired during an investigation that says that they improperly assessed a journalist's user data on TikTok in a hunt for leaks. I have an idea what all this means, and I don't really think that it applies to me, even though there's a lot of personal information that we have on social media sites. So I said, you know what, let's get someone who understands all this better than I do. Let's get Carmi Levy in here. And Carmi is our technology analyst, and he's a journalist, and he's got a better grip on all of this than I do. So Carmi, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Richard. Thanks for having me on this very cold night.
It's a very cold night. Now, are you in Montreal?
No, I am originally from Montreal, but today I'm back home in London. Our travel plans for the Christmas holiday season were scuttled. We were supposed to fly out, but we are home and hunkered down until this storm passes.
Well, please stay safe and warm. So you understand what all this means. I look at social media as being just kind of a fun place to hang out and watch cat videos. But there is a lot of personal data on here, and we have a reasonable expectation that the vendor or the platform, whoever the company, we'll take reasonable steps to secure that data, but that's not always the case. Should we be concerned about this data breach?
We absolutely should be, especially because this comes from inside, right? You know, mm-hmm. We should have trusted that when we signed up for a TikTok account, when we downloaded the app and we gave them our personal information, and then as the app continued to track our personal information as we used it, because that's what happens every time mm-hmm. we use an app, it's taking that data from our phone and it's sharing it with the mothership. Well, our expectation is that the people at the other end, we can trust them, that they're not going to do anything nasty with it, that they're not going to share it with criminals, that they're not going to sort of take that information. It's almost like if the police have information on us, that they'll use it for lawful search, not unlawful search. So that applies to every company that we deal with. I worry about it with Google. I especially worry about it with Facebook, because we know they've been caught with their hands in the mm-hmm. cookie jar. I worry about it with all of them, but TikTok is a very special case, because as you said in the intro, they're owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance. So the data isn't just staying in the U.S. on some server in Silicon Valley. Guess what? It's got access to folks in China who we know that ByteDance, like any other Chinese company, has to sign a deal with the Communist Party of China in order to have the right to do business there at all. And we know that when the government of China comes calling and says, hand over your data, you kind of don't have a choice. You have to. So there's already enough worry here. And then we know that architecturally, TikTok, despite the fact that we don't take it seriously, you're right, it is cat videos, viral videos, mm-hmm. people dancing. I mean, it's a lot of fun. But in the background, we know that this app, compared to other apps, is incredibly aggressive about what kinds of information it is soaking up and how much it shares externally. We thought Facebook was bad about this, and along came TikTok. This app is the absolute worst. So the problem here is that you put it all together, aggressive app that collects a lot of information, company with kind of shadowy dealings with the Chinese government, employees on the inside who we probably should trust, but now we realize we don't, are taking that information and using it to look up the most private information on the accounts and the IP addresses, so they know exactly where they are, of American journalists. Wow, this is not a good look. And frankly, it's the kind of thing that keeps me up at night, because now I'm wondering, well, who else is doing this and who else is being targeted? Right now, we just don't know.
I'm speaking with Carmi Levy, technology analyst and journalist. I guess the only thing we can do then to really safeguard ourselves is don't install the TikTok app on your phone.
You know, I've said this often, you know, my kids are in their early 20s. They use TikTok. They've been using it since their teens. They're avid users. And so they're not about to stop using it because they're part of a network. That is their social connection. But there are things you can go into the settings and you can reduce the level of exposure to this. In other words, you can reduce the amount of information that the app asks for. You can tighten down those settings so that it isn't quite as aggressive as it is when you first install it. So I'd suggest anyone who plans on still using it, by all means do that. And then also look at the apps that you're using on your phone, because a lot of people over the years, they've installed it, but now they don't use it anymore. So it kind of sits there like, you know, like a ghost app or a phantom app in the background. You're the people who should be getting rid of it. If it's just sitting on your phone, guess what? It's spying on you, or potentially you don't really know. You don't know where it's going. So just delete the app completely, get rid of your account. That way you're not exposed at all. And, you know, you can still use other apps to keep in touch with your friends.
In some ways, it makes me long for the days of my flip phone. Those naive, carefree...
didn't do a whole lot, but we certainly weren't exposed to the kind of risks that we are on smartphones today. And, you know, you make a really good point. You really have to ask yourself, you know, am I using it? And if so, then by all means do so, but, you know, be careful. And if you're not using it, then just reduce your exposure. I think we don't tend to think about security exposure in that way. And I think an example like what's happening with TikTok now is a frankly sobering reminder to us. We got to get more serious about this kind of security, or we're going to get victimized.
We just have about a minute and a half left, but I wanted to talk about EVs, about electric vehicles and their effectiveness or not in the wintertime. So that's something that we have to keep in mind, particularly when look out the window. It's cold out here now. There's some real issues here with these cars in the wintertime.
Especially because Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault issued some new rules that by 2035, every car sold in Canada is going to have to be an electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we've got to figure this out. So we know electric vehicles, they suffer because the electric battery chemical technology it has to work harder. Everything happens slower when the temperature goes down. We don't have all this additional heat of an internal combustion engine. So if you're heating the cabin, you're using the electric motors, which of course draws on the battery. So we know that your range is going to go down as the temperature goes down, but a company called RecurrentAuto.com actually did some research and showed that some vehicles are worse than others. For example, if you have a Chevy Bolt, when the temperature goes down to about minus six-ish or so, you lose about a third of your original range, which sounds bad enough, and it is. But if you have a Tesla, you're losing more than half of your range. So good numbers to keep in mind, because if you charge it up 100%, you get into your driveway in the morning, you think you can go a certain distance. Guess what? You can't. You're going to have to adjust to that Canadian winter. And as we move more into EVs, we're all going to have to open our eyes a little more and realize these aren't like the cars we've been driving for a very long time. They're a little different.
Carmi, thank you so much. I appreciate this so much. Happy holidays. Enjoy the rest of your time. I don't know if you'll be back with us over the next week or so. I hope so, because I find you fascinating and you know stuff I don't know. So thanks for chiming in on this for me.
Incredibly kind of you, Richard. Thanks so much. And I will see you. I'll be back soon.
I hope so. I'm Richard Krause in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. Stay with me.